This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I graduated from the University of Medina in the College of Theology. My master's is, alhamdulillah, published. You can see it, 800 pages in Arabic, 850 pages. I went on to the PhD again in Islamic theology and intellectual history. I have published papers. I have a book coming out in the academic world, again, about all of these topics. And so this is an area I have studied internally, and also being a very active da'i, I have to make decisions externally as well, right? So this is an area very near and dear to me. And if you're not aware, then I myself have undergone a number of changes. If you are aware, then you know. If you're not, then the Yasir Qadhi of today is not the Yasir Qadhi of 15, 20, 30 years ago. And there are reasons for this. It's not because, astaghfirullah, I'm trying to please or placate. It's not because there's an element of watering down. No, it is because experience teaches you what books will not teach you. Experience teaches you what books will not teach you. Theory is one thing and practice is another. And you know the irony, we all know this in every single field. We know it in medicine, we know it in engineering, we know it. None of you, when you graduate from your bachelor's degree, takes your bachelor's degree knowledge and then applies it directly in the work. There's always a training. And you realize much of my training is absolutely new. I needed the bachelor's to walk in. But once I'm here, the stuff I'm learning is totally disconnected and different. The same thing applies to Islamic methodology. The same thing applies to theory in Islamic activism versus practicality in Islamic activism. When you are studying in a classroom, in a sanitized environment, when everybody is on the same wavelength, everybody's believing in your version of Islam, it's very easy to have theoretical guidelines. Now, get out of that classroom and get to a community like Isna in Mississauga. Get out of that sanitized version and now deal with people on the ground of all different persuasions, all different backgrounds, all different understandings. And all of a sudden, your theoretical, abstract rules don't make any sense. This is what happened to yours truly. This is case exhibit A. I have no embarrassment in admitting that I came here with idealistic notions, naive notions, when I came from the University of Medina after having studied 10 years at one of the most advanced, most difficult, and also, to be brutally honest, one of the most ultra-conservative seminaries in the Muslim world. 10 years I was immersed in that bubble. And I came out thinking, what can these people teach me about anything? I know my tradition, I know the adilla, I know the evidences. But one thing after another, and interacting and making some blunders and causing harm, causing people to not want to pray in the masjid because of a fatwa or an idea you had. And you realize, hey, that theory doesn't work in practice and reality. And so I have to go back and rethink and get mashwara from my other peers and colleagues and so on. And so here I am, still the same person, and yet not the same person. Still the same flesh and blood. But without a doubt, not the same ideas that I had. And you know, I have no embarrassment to say this because wallahi, you know, Muhammad Ali has a statement. If you're Muhammad Ali the boxer, if your views at the age of 60 are exactly the same as they were when you were 30, it means you've wasted 30 years of your life. If your views when you're 60 years old, your opinions are exactly the same, this means you haven't learned anything. You have remained stagnant. So yes, without a doubt, my views have changed. And I know many critics, and Allah has blessed me with, mashallah, plenty of critics. So be it. My goal is not to provoke the criticism or to answer to the criticism. Wallahi, my goal is the pleasure of Allah and the unification of the Muslim Ummah as much as possible.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا ربي.